when American Roots returns. Our program is underwritten by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Foundation, and Jim Hart. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots on PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Finishing up the first hour of American Roots, there is another one coming up next here on 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, it is Jazz on America Avenue. Your host today is John Sigari. Tickets are now on sale for Home is Where the Heart Is, a benefit for Grace House, Itasca County's only homeless shelter. The event is Thursday, December 4th, but tickets must be purchased before November 26th at Grand Rapids Super One Stores, Timberlake Lodge, or Grace House. Coming up on Thursday, the classic movie series continues at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork. This month's film is Rio Bravo, starring John Wayne, Dean Martin, and Ricky Nelson. The movie starts at 6:30. I've never seen that one, but I do love Dean Martin's song, Rio Bravo. I wonder if it comes from that film. I'm Malachi Coons. This is KAXE. Let's kick off our second hour of American Roots.
The 82nd National Folk Festival in Jackson, Mississippi, November 7 to 9, features bluegrass, blues from the Delta to Chicago, klezmer, Puerto Rican plena, go-go, zydeco, and Irish music, plus food and craft traditions of the Deep South. Open to the public. For information, nationalfolkfestival.com. I'll see you there. This is American Roots, produced in New Orleans, but crossing the border and going deep in the heart of Texas to Dallas, where we'll meet up with a fiddling family, the Quabe sisters, Hulda Quabe.
In Texas-style fiddling, it is very much emphasized to be hardcore. Our teacher was like, well, if you're going to play the fiddle, you got to drink black coffee. You got to be able to eat jalapenos straight, you know.
Grace Quabe.
I would love to continue the tradition that I believe is what Western Swing is, and that is bringing in new styles, because that's what Bob Wills and Spade Cooley and Milton Brown and those guys were doing.
We'll talk to all three Quabe sisters about family life, growing up, and playing Western Swing as a fiddle trio. Also music this hour from the Quabe's noted heroes and the Andrews sisters, Willie Nelson, Taj Mahal, and more, from Milk Cow Blues to the Old Cowhand on American Roots. Starting with Mary Ann Price and Dan Hicks.
I'm an old cowhand.
Thank you.
about the big corral where the doggies go, because I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay. 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 Out on the plains, down your Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come-a-ta-i-i, come-a-ta-yip-li-i, get along, get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come-a-tie-ie, come-a-tie-ie, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much, he's got a knocked-out western accent. With a Harlem touch, he was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come-a-tie-ie, come-a-tie-ie.
She lows. If you see my milk cow, please drive her on home. 'Cause I ain't had no milk and butter, ooh, since my cow's been gone. Well, you got to treat me right day by day. Get out your little prayer book, get out on your knees and pray, 'cause you're gonna need, you're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry, ooh, you treat me this way. Yeah, beat it, brother, beat it.
Well, good evening, don't that sun look good going down? Well, good evening, don't that sun look good going down? Now don't your bed look lonesome when your lover ain't around? I've tried everything, baby, to get along with you, and now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop crying and leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. 'Cause you won't see my sweet face no more. Yeah, you'll just be wondering, baby, when this world I'm gone.
Milk Cow Blues goes back to the Mississippi Delta blues sound of Robert Johnson, who recorded it. And I think wherever South by Southwest domestic and dairy life were side by side. That version from 1941, recorded by the Texas Playboy bandleader Bob Wills' younger brother, John Ely Wills. Before that, Ella Mae Morris from Mansfield, Texas, 1942, with Cow Cow Boogie, kind of a jazzy take on the life. This is American Roots, our program about cowgirls, cowboys, Texas swing, and honky-tonk music. Starting a three-song set with Johnny Bush's 1973 Tale of Woe.
She's a sad and lonely Texas dance hall girl. She's the first one off the dance floor when the fiddle starts to play. She's the first to buy the band a round of drinks. She's just out to have a good time, dances every set they play, and she don't care what anybody thinks. She's a sad and lonely Texas dance hall girl who's just trying to bring a smile to this whole world. But behind the smile, her broken heart lives in another world. She's a sad and lonely Texas dance hall girl. No love on her mind, 'cause a certain song brings teardrops to her eyes. But they're only there a minute, and she's laughing one more time. With what little happiness the teardrops by. Texas dance hall girl who's just trying to bring a smile to this whole world. But behind the smile, her broken heart lives in another world. She's a sad and lonely Texas dance hall girl.
Hi, this is Marcia Ball from New Orleans. It's American Roots. Let's go. Thank you.
said, how can I serve you better every day? Looking across at those big brown eyes, this is what I say. Be real, baby, be real. That's all I ask you, is baby, be real. Be real, baby, be real. That's all I ask you, baby. What's on his mind?
Sister's coming home. Mama gonna let her sleep the whole day long. My sister's coming home. Mama don't like the man who done her wrong. The Lord done her wrong. My sister's coming home. Sister likes to do it, Lord. Sister likes to move her soul. Down
brighter than they did before, than they did before, than they did before. Well, jeans fit a little bit tighter than they did before. She likes to move her soul, likes to move her soul. Her sister likes to do it, law, sister likes to move her soul.
Willie Nelson with a two-part story of nightlife gone wrong. Sisters coming home and down at the corner beer joint. That's from the 1974 LP Phases and Stages, part of his renaissance in Austin, Texas after the Nashville years. Before that, a song by San Antonio's Doug Somm, Be Real, performed by Frida and the Fire Dogs. Frida was Marsha Ball, originally from a Cajun family in Vinton, Louisiana. And we'll be back with the Andrews Sisters on a tribute to Texas Honky Tonk Piano when American Roots returns.
KEXE brings you a brand new podcast, Season Watch, exploring the seasonal wonders of life in northern Minnesota. Voices like Charlie Mitchell, John Latimer, and our listeners. Find it on most podcast platforms. Season Watch is a podcast for those who are curious about the changes in nature.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Taj Mahal teamed up with the Pointer Sisters on his 1972 LP, Recycling the Blues and Other Related Stuff, featuring this song, Texas Woman Blues, on American Roots.
I was in Texas, moving on a steady road.
Moving.
I wish I was in Texas,
moving
on a steady road.
Moving.
You know I love that fine-looking Texas woman to satisfy my very soul. You know my baby's sweet as honey,
sweet
from the honeybee.
Sweet, sweetie.
You know my
sweet,
baby sweet,
sweet
as honey.
Sweet, sweetie.
Sweet from
sweet,
the honeybee.
Sweet, sweetie.
Ain't nothing else to sing of in my life. Ooh, she be so nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Lordy, ain't no use to worry. Ain't no use to moan. Lord, ain't no use to worry. Ain't no use to moan. You know the way I love that woman, I just can't stand to leave alone. Drives old as sun. Love for 10 women, but
yeah!
The one woman on my mind,
woo!
She don't treat me like no stranger, she treat me nice and kind. She don't worry about the neighbors, cause they might not like what they see. She could care less about what they say. She's a woman and she's absolutely free. I wish I was down there, Texas swinging on a steady roll. I love that San Antonio woman to satisfy myself. I love that fine, fine Texas woman to satisfy my soul.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do honky-tonky village in Texas. There's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way that you like it, but the way he likes to play is A to the bar. When he plays, it's a ball, he's the daddy of them all. The people gather around when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance, but when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the key. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, a riffin' out with E. And when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. He plays a boogie, he plays A to the bar, the boogie woogie. That is the way he likes to play on his piano. And we all know that when he plays, he puts them all in a trance. The cats all holler hooray. You hear them say, beat me, daddy, A to the bar. Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. When he plays with the bass and guitar, they all beat me up, daddy, beat me, daddy, A to the bar.
The people gather around when he gets up on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm that he plays puts the cats in a trance.
Wanna hear some boogie, then I know the place. Just an old piano and a knocked out bass. The drummer man's a guy they call 8-Beat Joe. You remember Doc and old Beatin' Me Daddy. Mo man is better than chicken fried, not old bacon grease. Come along with me, boy, down the road a piece. place you really get your kicks. It's open every night from about 12 to 6. If you want to do some boogie, then you'll get your fill. The put ain't beat to you like an old steam drill. Come along with me, boy, for the loser leases. Down the road, down the road, down the road a piece. Road, down the road, down the road a piece.
The largely unheard country swing blues piano man Merrill Moore from Algona, Iowa, with Down the Road a Piece. And before that, the Andrews Sisters in 1940, singing about a mythic Texas piano man, Beat Me Daddy, Ate to the Bar. Our guests coming up, the fiddling Quaby Sisters from near Dallas, Texas, have sometimes been vocally compared to the Andrews Sisters, but they count the next two bands as their influence, starting with this Oklahoma fiddler who made it big in the California country scene.
Hello there, folks. This is your fiddling friend, Spade Cooley, talking to you for all my gang. We're mighty glad to have you with us for this little session of Western Swing. And Ben's, I'm not much on words. Let's let the music do the talking. Are you ready, boys? Come on. A one, two.
Texas Playboys are on the air.
Now listen, everybody from near and far, if you want to know who we are, we're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State.
Oh, no!
And if you like the way we play, listen while we try to say,
yes,
we're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State. And all day long,
uh-huh,
we're gonna sing this song.
Yes.
If you get this song, you can't go wrong. Wear a smile, make things right, make you happy from morning till night. We're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State. Never do brag, we never do boast, sing our song from coast to coast.
Uh-huh.
We're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State. If you like our song, think it's fine, sit right down and drop a line.
Yes.
We're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State. And I'll declare,
uh-huh,
you'll get it there. And if we have some time to spare,
of
somewhere,
course we will.
Sometime down the way, we'll drop in and spend the day. We're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State.
The old Texas Playboy band gathered for the last time with Bob Wills in the studio, 1973. And that was the Texas Playboy theme. Before that, Spade Cooley playing fiddle with the Western Swing Dance Gang on steel guitar rag near the end of World War II. Coming up, we'll hear about homegrown Western swing into the 21st century with the Quaby Sisters when American Roots returns.
Taking a final break from American Roots, I'm Malachi Coons with KAXE. We'll get you right back to the program. We receive support from Grand Rapids Arts, connecting artists and audience, encouraging creativity and collaboration through monthly First Friday art walks and more. Information available at grandrapidsarts.org. And from the Blandin Foundation, strengthening rural Minnesota. More at blandinfoundation.org. Coming up at 1, Gail Otteson will be your On the River host. Here's more American Roots.
This is American Roots, listening to Western Swing and other Texas music. The Quebe sisters grew up in Burleson, Texas, near Dallas-Fort Worth. Grace, Sophia, and Huldah were homeschooled and largely sheltered from the outside world. At a young age, their attention moved from violin lessons to fiddle contests, immersing themselves in traditional Texas swing. While the 1940s fiddle music was little known to their peers, it was the Quebe sisters' ticket to ride. They have since shared the stage with country legends Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and Ricky Skaggs. Here's Sophia Quebe.
We were homeschooled from kind of the very beginning, so obviously that gave us a different slant on life. You know, just didn't have the typical experiences, so to speak, for better or for worse. This is Huldah speaking. We didn't have a ton of money growing up, so there wasn't a lot of opportunity to buy a lot of music. Some of the time we didn't even have a TV because we couldn't afford to buy one. You know, so there were limitations in some of our exposure to culture.
This is Grace. I think because we grew up with such a sheltered, intensely isolated listening experience, I feel like we do really have that music really in us.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above and love is far away too.
Our mom always loved the violin, and she actually picked it up as an adult and started to play and just enjoyed it, but she got us started taking some violin lessons, and there was a fiddle contest that we heard about at the North Texas State Fair in Denton, and we didn't really know anything about fiddling. The only fiddling we'd ever been exposed to prior to that was Johnny Gimble tape. And we listened to that all the time.
Great Western swing.
Oh, yeah. We were listening to stuff, but we didn't know it was Western swing. We didn't understand the concept of fiddling. It's just you put on this tape and we're like, this is cool. And we would, you know, dance around. When we went to the contest, all of a sudden there was this whole world of Texas-style fiddling. And there were kids our age. I remember seeing a girl, I was about 7 at the time. She was my age and she was scalding it. And I...
Did you say she was scalding it?
She was playing very well. I just remember looking at her and I was like, whoa, that's really cool.
She was scalding it.
She was scalding, yes.
Just competing as individuals in the contests. Mm-hmm. And then...
Was there any friction between sisters who was competing?
We never felt competitive against each other. We always were like...
We definitely did encourage each other.
I think having each other practicing in the same house, we always... No one wanted to be behind because we were always going to go take lessons and we were always learning the same song. So it's like, you don't want to be the one that can't play it. So we kept each other going.
Just to add to what Grace said, in Texas-style fiddling, it is very much emphasized to be hardcore. Our teacher was like, well, if you're going to play the fiddle, you got to drink black coffee. You got to be able to eat jalapenos straight, you know. That always has stuck with us.
There we go. Take the test.
Let's do it.
What does it take to keep sisters together playing music like this?
To sum it up in one word, traveling. Our parents never traveled with us. We traveled with our teachers. Joey McKenzie was in our band for a long time, but I mean, he wasn't
you know, our dad or anything. So it was just the three of us. So we really kind of grew up and in a way kind of raised each other. In 2005 is when our band really kind of started taking off because we started actually singing on our shows. That's really when we started seeing the world, I guess.
Every which way I turn, it seems you're right beside me. Every which way I go, it seems you're going too. I hope someday you'll realize our love was meant to be. And every which way you love, I hope that love is me.
You know, I've been thinking about women in country music, people like Barbara Mandrell and Alison Krauss, who, while they're incredible players, once they get to Nashville, the producers in that world wants them to be singers. I just wondered how you feel about moving to vocals.
I remember that transition really well. I was really into fiddling, you know, growing up and as a teenager and everything. Then it was sort of like you can't really get past a certain point, you know, playing background music at some company party by the shrimp bowl. Whether we wanted to or not, that was like we needed to sing or else this party was over.
I'm throwing a going away party. A party for a dream of mine. So put me somewhere.
I just wanted to play the fiddle. I remember thinking that. But as I got into singing, I started loving it. Then as we started getting better, it was like, wow, we have a special thing. The way we can sing together is so personal. It's a very naked feeling. But you become more and more comfortable with that vulnerability. Honestly, with the fiddle, you yourself are hiding behind the instrument. Whereas with the voice, you don't have that.
Let me ask y'all this. What would you like to do with this music? Where do you want to go?
I would love to continue the tradition that I believe is what Western Swing is, and that is bringing in new styles into the music. And I think that's what really keeps it fresh, because that's what Bob Wills and Spade Cooley and Milton Brown and those guys were doing. They took, like, the blues music, and they took fiddle tunes, and they took mariachi and square dance stuff. And then they brought in the ideas they got from listening to jazz records from up in New York City. And I really want to honor the tradition of Western Swing and keep it real, but bring in new stuff.
Thank you.
listening to and talking with Texas Cuebe Sisters, now based in Dallas. Before we leave the Lone Star State behind, we've got tunes I think the Cuebes will enjoy hearing. Beginning with Jimmy Dale Gilmore from Lubbock, Texas.
Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a jewel. Oh, yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a woman who will walk on you when you're down. But when you are up, she's the kind you want to take around. But Dallas ain't a woman to help you get your feet on the ground.
Crowded city, there ain't nothing free. Nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there.
Hey, this is Nora Jones. You're listening to American Roots.
Lone Star, where are you? Out tonight, this feeling I'm trying to find. It's dark and I think would give anything for you to shine down on me. How far you are, I just don't know the distance I'm willing. I pick up a stone that I cast to the sky, hoping for some kind of sign.
Blooming round my hometown so far away. I'm gonna catch me a long old freight train and listen to them driving roll. I'm coming back to you. I know that you've been true, just waiting for me to come on home. I dreamed I was back down in Texas, where the gold and the silver is sun, and the sky's so big and blue. Yes, like your eyes are too. There's a big yellow moon over Texas. I'm gonna catch me a long old freight train and listen to them driving through. I'm coming back to you. I know that you've been true, just waiting for me to come on home.
Big Yellow Moon Over Texas, written, played, and sung by the late Bill Neely, a bluesy cowboy friend of mine in Austin. Bill originally from McKinney, Texas, Blackland Farm Country near Dallas. Before that, Lone Star by Nora Jones from Grapevine, Texas, also near Dallas, on her breakout 2002 recording, Come Away With Me. And George Hamilton IV, a North Carolinian, singing about Abilene, 1963. And that's where we will leave it, under the yellow moon of the Lone Star State on American Roots. American Roots is produced in collaboration with the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. American Roots is supported by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Foundation, and Jim Hart. Special thanks to Greg Lucas, Frank Bombacci, Ron Rona, and Ben Jaffe at Preservation Hall, and Michael Marsalek of Montana Public Radio, and George Everett at the Montana Folk Festival. Our team for this program included Betsy Shepard, Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, the late Ken Mills, and Gregory LeBlanc. You can find out more about American Roots on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, AmericanRoots.org. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots, from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.